This is the NOCN ESOL International Intermediate Level B1 listening examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 4 questions and 6 sentences. Read the answers on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the answers. Listen to the questions and sentences. You will hear them twice. Choose the best answer.
1. Is that a new coat Sarah's wearing? 2. Have you seen the weather today? 3. I passed my driving test yesterday. 4. Is this seat free? 5. My niece has just had a baby. 6. That hot chocolate looks nice. 7. My car has broken down. 8. Would you like to go to the cinema tomorrow? 9. I bought a laptop yesterday. 10. The new Harry Potter book comes out next week.
1. Now listen to the sentences again.
One. Is that a new coat Sarah's wearing? 2. Have you seen the weather today? 3. I passed my driving test yesterday. 4. Is this seat free? 5. My niece has just had a baby. 6. That hot chocolate looks nice. 7. My car has broken down. 8. Would you like to go to the cinema tomorrow? 9. I bought a laptop yesterday. 10. The new Harry Potter book comes out next week.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions.
Hello, I'd like a new kitchen and wondered if you could give me some advice, please.
Certainly. Take a seat and I'll ask you a few questions about the kind of kitchen you're looking for. What is your name, please?
Esther Kowalski. And your name?
Pam White. I'm one of the kitchen planners. Have you seen anything you like yet?
I quite like the stainless steel range, but I'm not sure if my kitchen is big enough.
What size is your kitchen? And how many doors and windows are there?
It's 4 by 3 metres, and there are 2 doors and a big window facing the garden.
That sounds fine for the range you're looking at. What appliances would you like?
I want a large double drainer stainless steel sink, a big double oven, a microwave set high so I don't have to bend down. It's better for the back. Oh, and a lovely electric glass hob because I've heard that they're easier to clean. I'd also like a dishwasher and wine cooler.
Fine. That leaves plenty of room for storage. What about the fridge? Have you got any ideas?
Well, I'd like a big American-style fridge with a drink tap on the front, in stainless steel.
We'll arrange for one of our fitters to come out and measure up. And then we'll create a plan and discuss the style and colours.
That sounds great. Thank you very much.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hello, I'd like a new kitchen and wondered if you could give me some advice, please.
Certainly. Take a seat and I'll ask you a few questions about the kind of kitchen you're looking for. What is your name, please?
Esther Kowalski. And your name?
Pam White. I'm one of the kitchen planners. Have you seen anything you like yet?
I quite like the stainless steel range, but I'm not sure if my kitchen is big enough.
What size is your kitchen? And how many doors and windows are there?
It's 4 by 3 metres, and there are 2 doors and a big window facing the garden.
That sounds fine for the range you're looking at. What appliances would you like?
I want a large double drainer stainless steel sink, a big double oven, a microwave set high so I don't have to bend down. It's better for the back. Oh, and a lovely electric glass hob because I've heard that they're easier to clean. I'd also like a dishwasher and wine cooler.
Fine. That leaves plenty of room for storage. What about the fridge? Have you got any ideas?
Well, I'd like a big American-style fridge with a drink tap on the front, in stainless steel.
We'll arrange for one of our fitters to come out and measure up. And then we'll create a plan and discuss the style and colours.
That sounds great. Thank you very much.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions.
The school fair date is coming up on the summer calendar, so we need to start planning who will be involved on the day and what events we are going to have to entertain everyone. Jim, as team leader on the Parents Teachers Association, I would like you to talk with the other members to discuss events.
Yes, no problem. We have already been talking about dates and activities.
What dates were you thinking of?
Well, the second week in June is usually safe for the weather. That's the 10th.
Yes, I agree with you there. How about a 10:30 start and finish at 2:30?
OK, that should give us plenty of time and let families have a good look around the stalls.
Ah yes, the stalls. What type were you thinking of?
I've had a chat with Jenny, and she suggests a couple of cake stalls. Tombola, how many sweets are in the jar, guess the name of the teddy bear, a second-hand bookstall, along with some local craft people who have expressed an interest in selling their wares on a stall.
That sounds great. Is Mr. Stewart going to have his usual beef burger and hot dog stand?
Oh yes, we can't have a fair without Mr. Stewart's burgers and fried onions.
It sounds like everything's on track in your capable hands, Jim. Let me know when everything has been confirmed.
Will do.
Now listen to the conversation again.
The school fair date is coming up on the summer calendar, so we need to start planning who will be involved on the day and what events we are going to have to entertain everyone. Jim, as team leader on the Parents Teachers Association, I would like you to talk with the other members to discuss events.
Yes, no problem. We have already been talking about dates and activities.
What dates were you thinking of?
Well, the second week in June is usually safe for the weather. That's the 10th.
Yes, I agree with you there. How about a 10:30 start and finish at 2:30?
OK, that should give us plenty of time and let families have a good look around the stalls.
Ah yes, the stalls. What type were you thinking of?
I've had a chat with Jenny, and she suggests a couple of cake stalls. Tombola, how many sweets are in the jar, guess the name of the teddy bear, a second-hand bookstall, along with some local craft people who have expressed an interest in selling their wares on a stall.
That sounds great. Is Mr. Stewart going to have his usual beef burger and hot dog stand?
Oh yes, we can't have a fair without Mr. Stewart's burgers and fried onions.
It sounds like everything's on track in your capable hands, Jim. Let me know when everything has been confirmed.
Will do.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast one. You'll hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions.
The incredible world we live in. Pokemon Go has become world famous. It's a virtual reality game that allows fans to become real-life Pokemon masters by using their smartphones. Pokemon Go uses your phone's GPS signal and map information to calculate where you are and what is around you. A virtual reality world is placed over your phone's map, displaying nearby Pokemon characters and places of interest. The game's codes determine where Pokemon characters can be found. Data about your location, temperature, land, and buildings is used to create hotspots of particular types of creatures. For example, if you walk into a park, grass-based Pokemon characters will be found, whereas near the coast, you're likely to encounter water monsters. Pokemon Go uses computer-designed virtual reality to bring cartoon creatures to life. By combining the game's data with your phone's camera, the virtual Pokemon characters you are trying to catch are placed over your real surroundings, giving the impression that monsters are right in front of you, making a virtual reality world in the streets and cities you are walking through. Pokemon Go is already the most popular game in US history and is becoming popular in the UK. Because it is so successful, it means we are likely to see a lot more virtual reality games like this in the future.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
The incredible world we live in. Pokemon Go has become world famous. It's a virtual reality game that allows fans to become real-life Pokemon masters by using their smartphones. Pokemon Go uses your phone's GPS signal and map information to calculate where you are and what is around you. A virtual reality world is placed over your phone's map, displaying nearby Pokemon characters and places of interest. The game's codes determine where Pokemon characters can be found. Data about your location, temperature, land, and buildings is used to create hotspots of particular types of creatures. For example, if you walk into a park, grass-based Pokemon characters will be found, whereas near the coast you're likely to encounter water monsters. Pokemon Go uses computer-designed virtual reality to bring cartoon creatures to life. By combining the game's data with your phone's camera, the virtual Pokemon characters you are trying to catch are placed over your real surroundings, giving the impression that monsters are right in front of you, making a virtual reality world in the streets and cities you are walking through. Pokemon Go is already the most popular game in US history and is becoming popular in the UK. Because it is so successful, it means we are likely to see a lot more virtual reality games like this in the future.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. Listen to broadcast 2. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions.
Water. Getting enough water is important for your health. People think that drinking water during the day is the only way to consume water. Julia is here today to tell us other ways of drinking water and the benefits of water. Hello, Julia.
Hi, Paul. Yes, people don't realise they can also get water from their food, such as soups, tomatoes and melons. So you are drinking more water throughout the day than you think.
How does water help the body?
Well, most importantly, it keeps the body's temperature normal. It also helps with the movement of the joints and gets rid of waste products from our bodies.
How can we make sure that we are getting enough water?
Carry a water bottle with you. If you freeze a bottle overnight, you will have ice-cold water all day. Also, if you find water tasteless, try putting a slice of lemon or lime in to give it more taste. When eating out, choose water instead of fizzy drinks. It saves money and reduces calories.
Thank you, Julia. A very informative talk about water and its importance.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
Water. Getting enough water is important for your health. People think that drinking water during the day is the only way to consume water. Julia is here today to tell us other ways of drinking water and the benefits of water. Hello, Julia.
Hi, Paul. Yes, people don't realise they can also get water from their food, such as soups, tomatoes and melons. So you are drinking more water throughout the day than you think.
How does water help the body?
Well, most importantly, it keeps the body's temperature normal. It also helps with the movement of the joints and gets rid of waste products from our bodies.
How can we make sure that we are getting enough water?
Carry a water bottle with you. If you freeze a bottle overnight, you will have ice-cold water all day. Also, if you find water tasteless, try putting a slice of lemon or lime in to give it more taste. When eating out, choose water instead of fizzy drinks. It saves money and reduces calories.
Thank you, Julia. A very informative talk about water and its importance.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.